Welcome to Electronic Jazz, 1 hour of fusion and smooth jazz from the 1960s to the present, hosted by Dr. Jazz and produced at the studios of KCHW in Chewelah, Washington. In 1920, a government researcher in Russia invented an electronic instrument with two antennas, one for pitch and one for volume, which is played by waving the hands around the antennas. After a tour of Europe, where he demonstrated his invention to packed houses, he moved to the U.S., patented his creation, and sold the rights to RCA, who began to produce the Theremin Vox in 1929. But it was never a success, but it did generate much public interest. This theremin was mostly used in radio, TV, and movies because such unusual sounds could be created. Imagine low-budget 1950s sci-fi movies. Leon Theremin disappeared about 1938, and some believe he was kidnapped by Russian agents, but probably was escaping from some large debts. He did return to the U.S. in 1991 and died in 93 at the age of 97. How's that for some electronic musical history? Let's begin with bass guitarist Abraham Laboriel, born in Mexico City in 1947, from his Guidom album of 1995 with Out from Darkness. Guitar man Larry Carlton recorded Gracias on the album Fingerprints of 2000. You've got electronic jazz going on your radio. Guitarist Norman Brown recorded Rain on his 1999 Celebration release. And from his Spellbound album of 1989, keyboardist Joe Sample will do Somehow Our Love Survives, vocal by Al Jarreau. Saxophonist Mindy Abair was born in St. Petersburg, Florida in 1969. She attended the Berklee College of Music and has released over 10 albums since 2003. Here she is playing As Good As It Gets in 2003 from the album It Just Happens That Way.
Circumstance divides us. I always close my eyes. My thoughts retrace the image of your face. Somehow our love survives. Now we're in our prime, and it's once upon a time. Paper lanterns hanging in the trees. The photograph is framed, but the feeling's still the same. I am there for you, and you're always there for me. After the hero stumbles, after the lady cries, after the fortress tumbles, somehow the chemistry revives. Each kiss contains an energy exchange. Somehow our love survives. Now we're in our prime, and it's once upon a time. Paper lanterns hanging in the trees. The photograph is framed, but the feeling's still the same.
Let's enjoy some more electronic jazz today. Crossover musician Herbie Hancock, who helped usher in electronic keyboards and jazz, recorded Actual Proof on his 1974 album, Thrust. Saxophonist Grover Washington Jr. was primarily a jazz fusion artist, but occasionally worked in mainstream jazz. In 1989, Washington recorded Sacred Kind of Love from his Time Out of Mind release, vocal by Phyllis Hyman.
Thank you.
This last set of electronic jazz will begin with trumpeter Chris Botti doing Why Not from his 1999 Slowing Down the World. Guitarist Eric Gale, born in Brooklyn in 1938, worked primarily as a session musician and appeared on hundreds of albums as a sideman. Here's Gale playing, under his own name, on the title track to Multiplication of 1978. And we'll finish up with guitar man Lee Ritenour playing the Antonio Carlos Jobim composition, Children's Games, from the album Portrait of 1987.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Electronic Jazz, brought to you by Dr. Jazz from the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio, KCHW in Chewelah, Washington.